Al Gore spreads climate fear in Davos. This is Thermopylae. Dunkirk. 9/11. By Joshua Kaplan on January 24, 2020. Former Vice President and climate activist Al Gore on Wednesday hyperbolically compared global warming to the terror attacks of September 11, 2001, and the Battle of the Bulge during a panel discussion at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The burden to act on the shoulders of the generation of the people alive today is a challenge to our moral imagination, said Gore. This is Thermopylae. This is Agincourt. This is Dunkirk. This is the Battle of the Bulge. This is 9/11. We have to rise to this occasion, he concluded. Gore's remarks came after he took to social media to gush over teen climate activist Greta Thunberg, who also attended the annual globalist gathering in Davos. Great to see it, Greta Thunberg at #WEF20 today. Once again, I was struck by her potent and sobering call to action. Nobody speaks truth to power as she does, the former vice president wrote on Twitter. In her remarks before the World Economic Forum, Thunberg accused world leaders of failing to protect children against climate change. Unlike you, my generation will not give up without a fight. The facts are clear, but they are still too uncomfortable for you to address. You just leave it because you think it's too depressing and people will give up. But people will not give up. You're the ones who are giving up, she said. I wonder what will you tell your children was the reason to fail and leave them facing a climate chaos that you knowingly brought upon them. That it seemed so bad for the economy that we decided to resign the idea of securing future living conditions without even trying? Our house is still on fire. President Donald Trump countered Thunberg in a speech of his own in Davos, condemning climate activists as prophets of doom and called for the rejection of predictions of the apocalypse. These alarmists always demand the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives, said the president. We're committed to conserving the majesty of God's creation and the natural beauty of our world.